Support for KJZZ's coverage of tribal resources comes from Katina Foundation, dedicated to restoring human and ecological systems. In Navajo, there is no word for entrepreneur. A recent survey found many Navajos have negative associations with the term. The survey was done as part of an effort to try and help struggling Navajo businesses expand their reach and find new customers. From the Fronteras desk in Flagstaff, KJZZ's Laurel Morales reports.
Tom Deal pulls a large silver and lapis ring out of a velvet bag and sets it on the table. Deal is soft-spoken, but get him talking about jewelry, and he's got a lot to say.
This ring here, if you look out this way, it looks like a face.
Deal has been silversmithing for decades, but wants to reach more customers. At the moment, he sells about one piece of jewelry every 2 months.
I want to design class rings for high school students, but I want to work with turquoise, coral, and all those types of stones.
There's just one problem, visibility for his company.
You would never know Deal Jewelry is here unless you know where to find him on Facebook.
Heather Fleming runs Change Labs, a native business incubator. She helped come up with the idea for an app called Res Rising that connects users to native businesses in the Southwest. The Navajo Economic Development Office estimates 42% of Navajos are unemployed. But Fleming believes many entrepreneurs are included in that number.
Native people are hyper-entrepreneurial. You see it on the roadsides, you see it in the flea markets. But when we talk about business on the reservation, people always say, well, what business? And that drives me nuts because it doesn't look like Sonic or Denny's or Walmart, then it must not be a business.
Many Native American entrepreneurs face obstacles. If they want to use Google Business or Yelp to market themselves, they need a physical address. Many roads on the reservation aren't marked. And if they want an online presence, they need the internet to keep a website current. Only 53% of Native Americans living on tribal land have access to high-speed internet, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Fleming says they also need a platform that's flexible.
Business is relatively informal. You know, one day I might be at the Tuba City flea market, the next week I'm going to be at Kayenta.
To get the word out about the app and its 600 or so businesses, Fleming says they have spent about $50,000. Much of that has gone to marketing firms to recruit the first users, to manage social media, and to pay for promotional merchandise. The app developers aim to appeal to tourists driving to the Grand Canyon. Instead of stopping at fast food chains, they can find a Navajo food stand. Singer Horse Capture, who did the research for the app, says she also wants Res Rising to appeal to people living on the reservation.
If they have like a car problem, they can go to Res Rising rather than just driving to Flagstaff, which might be difficult too if they have a car problem, and search for a mechanic, find someone who's also native and who lives closer to them.
Horse Capture pulls out her phone to demonstrate how it works.
Right, what we have on the homepage is three different search fields. So you can look for a keyword, you can put in a location, and then we also have categories. The categories are really specific to our audience.
There's an agriculture category and a ceremony category. One thing you won't find is a rating system. Horse Capture says the business owners didn't want to compete. So users have to try a business for themselves and decide if they like it. Laurel Morales, KJZZ News, reporting from Tuba City.